Elizabeth Elliot says that restlessness makes us cynical. We need certainty, surety, security, and that can only be found in God Himself because He's the one that's in charge of everything. Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of Elizabeth Elliot, author of over 20 books, including God's Guidance, A Slow and Certain Light. As you think about God's unchanging principles for your life, here's Elizabeth Elliot.
The eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot, talking again today about choosing God's way. Let's just pray right now that the Lord will help us. Father, there are some listening to me today who are facing hard choices. Perhaps they know what God wants. It's the willingness to do it that they need help with. Help them to will to do your will. Help them to believe that your grace will be there for the consequences. Help us all, Lord, to hear your voice and to do what you tell us. In Jesus' name, amen. It's much easier sometimes to go to our friends or even to a professional counselor who will perhaps favor the easier choice. Often we know what God says about something. We don't really want to do it. So we would rather go to a Christian friend or a counselor who will tell us to do the thing we really want to do. The first three fruits of the Spirit are love, joy, and peace. Now, Amy Carmichael reveals to us in her little book called If some of the dimensions of love which probably don't even cross the minds of most of us. Let me give you a sampling. If I hold on to choices of any kind just because they are my choice, if I give any room to my private likes and dislikes, then I know nothing of Calvary love. If I put my own happiness before the well-being of the work entrusted to me, if though I have this ministry and have received much mercy, I faint, then I know nothing of Calvary love. If I am too soft to myself and slide comfortably into the vice of self-pity and self-sympathy, if I do not, by the grace of God, practice fortitude, then I know nothing of Calvary love. Suppose someone really hates you. What does God say about that? Love your enemies. Do good to them that hate you. Pray for them that despitefully use you. Look at your situation. The truth is, she hates me. Now, I can choose two things. I can choose to hate her in return. Why shouldn't I? It's natural. Or I can choose the supernatural, to love her. Let me read that from Amy Carmichael's If again. If I hold on to choices of any kind just because they are my choice, if I give any room to my private likes and dislikes, then I know nothing of Calvary love. If I am soft to myself and slide comfortably into the vice of self-pity and self-sympathy, if I do not, by the grace of God, practice fortitude, then I know nothing of Calvary love. Love, according to God's word, is not a sentiment. He is not asking for a sentiment. He is not asking us to feel good toward that person. He is asking for an attitude which bears fruit in action. The attitude of love. So I may choose, since God has given me the will to choose, to reject hatred by the power of the Holy Spirit. And I may choose to love by that same power. The second fruit of the Spirit is joy. Someone is listening to me right now who is saying, "You're going to talk to me about joy? If you knew what was going on in my life, I mean, nothing is going right for me. My health, my money, my marriage, my job, my children, even my prayers, nothing. Are you going to talk about joy?" How am I supposed to have joy? Maybe you live with a miserable person, and you're saying, I'm supposed to be joyful around him? I would ask you, what is the source of joy? Psalm 43:4 says, God, my exceeding joy. Psalm 27:6, offer the sacrifice of joy. And if you'll look up Psalm 27, you'll find that the context of offering the sacrifice of joy is a man who is in trouble. I mean, deep trouble. And he says that we are to offer a sacrifice of joy. It's a choice. I can choose to be joyful around that miserable person. I can choose to find my joy in God if I can't find my joy in my health or my money or my marriage or my job or my children. I want to quote from Oswald Chambers' book again. It amazes me to think that this book has been a bestseller for all these years when he says things like this. Are you willing to be offered for the work of the faithful? To pour out your life blood as a libation on the sacrifice of the faith of others? Or do you say, I'm not going to be offered up just yet. I do not want God to choose my work. I want to choose the scenery of my own sacrifice. I want to have the right kind of people watching and saying, well done. It's one thing, he says, to go on the lonely way with dignified heroism. But quite another thing if the line mapped out for you by God means being a doormat under other people's feet. Suppose God wants to teach you to say, I know how to be abased. Are you ready to be offered up like that? Are you ready to be not so much as a drop in a bucket? To be so hopelessly insignificant that you are never thought of again in connection with the life you served? Are you willing to spend and be spent, not seeking to be ministered unto, but to minister? Some saints cannot do menial work and remain saints because it is beneath their dignity. Well, that's Chambers again with that dagger that gets you right under the fifth rib. That book a bestseller? I think the people that buy it must just put it on their bedside table or something. I wonder who in the world opens it and reads stuff like that and actually wants to read more. The third fruit of the Spirit is peace. Remember that Jesus did not come to bring peace, but a sword. Did you know that? He said that. He said, I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. Once you and I come face to face with his demands, we will experience the sudden loss of peace. Why? Well, because we want what we want when we want it, and his demands cut across what we want quite often. We feel the thrust of the sword of conviction. It hurts. You're having a dreadful time with somebody. Contention, argument, nastiness. And I guess it's time for another confession from me here. So often, I couldn't tell you how often it happens that the subject on which I'm going to speak, whether on my broadcast or to a group, or perhaps the subject on which I'm about to sit down to my computer and write, is going to be the very subject at which God points his finger and says, are you living by this? Are you an example of the things that you're giving to these other people? Now, I wouldn't say that Lars and I had contention and any big real argument, but I was a little bit nasty to him this morning when we got into the car. I didn't see why in the world he had to hold that huge box on his lap. It happened that I was doing the driving this morning because I was coming to the studio for the broadcast, and he had to go to the post office, and so I was going to drop him off. Well, he had this huge box of packages and letters and books and things that he was mailing out, and he gets into the car and holds it on his lap. Well, 20 times I've said to my husband, you know, with a little hatchback car like this, it's a lot easier to stick the thing in the back of the car. It's no big deal, like opening a trunk. It's just as simple as opening the door to put any kind of a load that we've got in the back of the car. Well, do I need to say that 20 times to my husband? I like to have things done my way. And here I am telling you, you are not going to find peace until you take Christ's side, stand with Christ himself for that person. Christ does not nag. Oh, wow. Is that what it says? Yes, that's what the Bible says, that he wants to give us peace. The fruit of the Spirit is peace, and I am to be an instrument of his peace to other people. The sword comes when we refuse his peace. The sword comes when we want our way. Must I choose God's way? Yes, the answer is yes. I must choose God's way. I've been trying to point out here that in the fruits of the Spirit, that long list of 9 things which should characterize a Christian, every day the Lord is going to test us on our love by giving us a difficult person to deal with. How will I choose to respond? With love or with nastiness? Joy is the second one. With that miserable person who is not joyful, can I be joyful? Can I perhaps give him a little bit of my joy? Peace. Am I an instrument of God's peace? Help us, Lord, we pray, to choose your way for Jesus' sake.
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Shadow of the Almighty, The Life and Testament of Jim Elliott. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.